Good morning. The time is 8:07. Currently overcast skies in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 57 degrees at our Bull Falls Radio Studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Hump Day Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, again, you can join us on our live video stream. If you go to the Bull Falls Radio page at facebook.com, just click on our link, and then you'll be able to see our video. If you make any comments on our Facebook page, we'll be able to see those as well. If you have a question, a comment, anything you'd like us to respond to, feel free to join us that way. You can also join us by calling or texting. The best way is to download the free Civic Media app. Wherever you get your apps, just search out Civic Media, download the app, and then you'll have all of the Civic Media radio stations at the touch of a finger. If you open up the Civic Media app, you'll see roughly 20 radio stations as Civic Media has continued to grow. The fifth one down is Bull Falls Radio. You open it up, you'll be able to listen to our stream, be able to send us an email, be able to go to our website, and also be able to send us a text or even straight ahead call us up as well, all with the push of a button. And so again, that's the easiest way to call or text us. But if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, you can do it through just dialing 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. We would love to hear your thoughts on what's been going on in the news. Maybe things we are not talking about. Anything on your mind, let us know. 715-382-9297. That's to call us or to text us. That same number is either to call or even to text as well. Coming up here this morning, we got ourselves a full show ready for you to enjoy, hopefully. Coming up in a little more than 10 minutes, we will be talking again to meteorologist Brittany Merlot. She is over in Oshkosh at the EAA Adventure Show. That is the nation's largest air show. Brittany Merlot is live on location all week long, providing a lot of the flavor that is going on at EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. We'll talk about what's happening there. We'll also talk to her about the weather. And again, it's a very pleasant start. Again, it was almost cool enough to have a jacket when I came in, but not quite. I just enjoyed the coolness on the skin. So we'll talk about whether or not we will see any summer-like, maybe warmer and more humid conditions as we get closer and closer to the weekend. So again, meteorologist Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:20. Then after the bottom of the hour information update at 8:34, we'll be joined by Wausau School Board President Jim Boucher. Lots going on with the board, even though we're in the midst of summer. Of course, school will be starting just around Labor Day in early September for the Wausau School District. We'll talk about the continuing discussions with the public concerning the footprint of the elementary schools, see how that process is going. Talk a bit about the budget issues right now as well with the Wausau School District. There have been some surveys at finding out whether or not the public would be open to a potential referendum in the near future. We'll discuss that as well. Just generally talk about anything going on with the Wausau School Board and the Wausau School District with Jim Boucher coming up at about 8:34 this morning. And then coming up in hour number two, yesterday we had one of the Democratic candidates for the 7th Congressional District nomination, Kyle Kilborn. And today we'll have the other Democratic candidate for the 7th Congressional District, hoping to get an opportunity to face off and knock off the incumbent, Tom Tiffany. We'll be talking to Elsa Duranzo. She is, again, one of the two Democrats on the ballot coming up very, very soon. The primary election coming up on Tuesday, August the 13th, so just a few weeks from now. And we'll have Elsa Duranzo coming up at 9:20 this morning here on the program. So plenty on the plate here this morning. Before we go any further, also want to let you know that coming up tonight at 7 o'clock right here on Bull Falls Radio and throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. President Joe Biden will be delivering an Oval Office address. And all of our Civic Media stations, the news and talk stations, including Bull Falls Radio, will be bringing you the address live tonight at 7 p.m. So again, tune in at 7 o'clock tonight for President Joe Biden's Oval Office address explaining his decision not to seek re-election and also his plans for the remaining time in office. So again, if it's happening in the news, you can be very, very secure that we will be covering it right here on Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio. So again, it's Wednesday. The news keeps on a-coming, and looking forward to spending the next couple of hours with you. Before we go any further, need to say good morning and hello to our in-studio engineer and our producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Jen. And somebody says you had the door right now. I'm going to go answer that quickly.
Okay, you do that. The time, because we have so many folks that are coming in here this morning, and we have our guests already lining up, ready to come on into our downtown studios. And again, if you missed any of our programs, including yesterday when we were talking to the 7th Congressional District Democratic candidate Kyle Kilborn, or any of our previous interviews or our previous hours, not just this show but all of our shows, you can get the shows as a podcast. Just for my show, you can search out Chad Holmes Show. You can go to bullfallsradio.com, click on the show's link, go to civicmedia.us, click on the show's link as well. But again, wherever you get your podcast, you can get this show and all the other shows. And that's one of the interesting things about our websites and also our podcasts, is that we have some really good shows that are airing around the state right now. Because basically, if you tune in, we have a lot of the shows that are statewide shows, including Matt and Aaron Air from 10 until noon, the Todd Alba Show from noon until 2, Maggie Dawn from 2 until 4, The Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. Those are statewide shows. But here during this time frame, throughout the state, we have more of locally based programming. Of course, you're tuned in right now to my show. Earl Ingram has a show based out of Waukesha that airs from 8 till 10 a.m. Mino and the Mayor out of Green Bay, and other shows throughout the state of Wisconsin. And if you want to check out what's happening in other parts of the state, you can listen to those programs as podcast as well. But I see now back in his seat on the other side of the glass is Ian Welsh. I will say yet again, good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad.
Yep, it's been a continuous busy here. It's supposed to slow down in the summertime. It's not supposed to be always so busy in the summertime. It's supposed to take a step back, have a little time to relax, but really has not been much time to relax. All the news that's been going on, and then, of course, we do have the primary election coming up, and then, of course, after that, we'll be going into the fall. So, again, just busy, and it's a good thing to be busy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I know with you, it's always good to be busy. I mean, you're always doing your work here. You're doing your rehearsals then in the evening, getting ready for your next play, number 70 in your illustrious career. It doesn't seem like you like sitting around very much yourself. Do you find yourself bouncing off the walls if you're sitting around too much?
I do, actually. I don't like to be stuck in one place for too long. I'm somebody who always likes to be constantly moving and doing something challenging and new. So absolutely, I do like to, you know, always be on my feet, always being active.
And of course, you had another rehearsal last night. Are things still going smoothly for you and the rest of your castmates as you continue to get the tongue for Shakespeare?
It is, absolutely. We actually had one of my good friends from theater, Mark Radke, who is actually has done a lot of Shakespeare shows in his a theater experience. And last night he came to one of our rehearsals to help us develop our characters more and, you know, kind of get a feel for, you know, who they are, what they want, and how they would, and you know, how they interact with other characters. And it was very helpful because it gave me, I think it gave us a better understanding about our characters, and it'll definitely help to develop those characters for the rest of the, well, almost 3 weeks into our first show. So it definitely was a very fun rehearsal last night.
Terrific. So we'll continue to update that as we get closer and closer to the show.
Hopefully we can get them on this show as well.
Absolutely. I'm sure we'll be able to do that by the time the show opens up the middle of next month. Mention again that tonight at 7 o'clock, you can hear live coverage of the President of the United States, Joe Biden, speaking from the Oval Office on his decision not to run for re-election. I hope you were with us here on Bull Falls Radio yesterday afternoon as we had live coverage as well from Milwaukee as the Vice President, Kamala Harris, made her first official a campaign stop as the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. She came here to Wisconsin, spoke to an overflow crowd in Milwaukee. We had complete coverage of her remarks as well. So, again, for the news coverage that you need, make sure you keep it right here on Bull Falls Radio. And also, you can also tune into your community here with the Civic Media Daily News Podcast. We have our Bull Falls Radio podcast each and every day from state and local news, sports, entertainment, and weather. The Bull Falls Radio Civic Media Daily News Roundup Podcast gives you what you need to know here in Central Wisconsin. And all you have to do is go to bullfallsradio.com. Again, bullfallsradio.com. Find the banner at the top of the page to hear the Bull Falls Radio Civic Media Local News Roundup Podcast. And also make sure that you can sign up for the newsletter. If you go to bullfallsradio.com, stay up to date with everything going on here in Wausau, Marathon County, and Central Wisconsin. Subscribe to the WXCO weekly newsletter at bullfallsradio.com. Again, click on the Join the Newsletter button at the top of the bullfallsradio.com homepage, and you'll stay tuned to your community. Coming up in just over a minute, we will be talking to the person behind our podcast, Brittany Merlot. Our meteorologist is off at the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. We'll talk to her from Oshkosh coming up in 1 minute. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Again, online, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also check out our video stream. Go to the Bull Falls Radio page at facebook.com. Normally at this time, you get a chance to see the happy and smiling face of our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. But Brittany, off at the EAA Adventure, Air Venture, I should say, not Adventure, Air Venture, over in Oshkosh again. That is the largest air show in the world. And unfortunately, the internet is being a little finicky. So we are joined over the phone lines here this morning. But Brittany, are you out there? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so here's the thing. There's so many people here, so trying to use this internet and bandwidth, it gets maxed out with everyone on their phone. So gates are open. The place is packed already. It's a big day ahead for them. You know, midweek they have their famous night air show going on this evening. So there's actually going to be drones flying around once it's dark, shooting off fireworks. A major fireworks show is going to be taking place here this evening, and then I'll give you a little heads up. If you do want to make the drive out here, there is going to be some mock bombs going off at the end of the fireworks show, which is something you have to see. It outdoes every show I've ever seen across the country. So it's in our own backyard. That'll be happening tonight and also Saturday night. The weather is looking fantastic for both of those, and actually all for the rest of the week. We don't even have any showers or storms in the forecast until next week. I haven't said that in a while.
Does this week seem like it's just flying on by because you're out there and you know, experiencing everything that's going on with the Air Venture?
It really does. There's so much to see, so much to do here, from talks and conventions to meeting people and networking, flying in planes, taking rides. I mean, the days fly by on top of forecasting the weather, too. So I'm not going to lie. I'm having a blast out here. the Weather Matters and lots of pilots, right? So I'm getting questioned quite a bit. So let me tell you, and actually right behind me, the Air Traffic Controllers Association right now is having a meeting and a briefing, and they're talking all about the weather. I'm about to go over there and let them know.
You mentioned yesterday you were thinking about being on a helicopter. Have you been able to do that yet?
I did not. There was too many showers kind of pushing through yesterday that we weren't able to get out there. But today, I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to go have some fun.
Very good. And you mentioned the weather. I mean, this morning here again, right now here in central Wisconsin, we still have some cloud cover, but boy, the temperature is so perfect. In fact, it was almost cool enough when I was coming into work this morning to think about a jacket, and I didn't know I'm not going to bring a jacket. But I mean, it's the morning when you have that little coolness on the skin, and for this time of year, because so often this time of the year, even overnight when you're trying to sleep, you're trying to sweat, get rid of all that sweat and all the heat and humidity. Boy, this week so far, it has been just fantastic sleeping weather.
It sure has been. And thankfully, because I'm out here camping, and usually, like you said, I am sweating. The second the sun comes up, you got to get out of the tent. That has not been the case here. It has been gorgeous. In fact, I'm wearing a hoodie right now because it is that crisp and cool with the wind moving at about 15 miles per hour pulling out of the north. It, of course, is going to keep us today with our highs in the mid 70s. That is perfect. Smack dab right where you like it, Chad.
You know me so very, very well, and you're exactly right. These temperatures are exactly where I like it. But, again, maybe I'm wrong, but I've heard some rumbles that we are going to start to feel a little bit more like normal July, going to get maybe a little bit of heat and perhaps even a little bit of the humidity as we get towards the weekend. Is that true?
Yes, it's going to start to sneak back in here slowly. I think we're really, really going to be feeling it by next week, and it's going to hold for next week, too. So do your outside things that you want to do this week because it is coming back. I mean, we're talking low to mid-80s plus the dew points into the 70s. It's going to be feeling like it was that like 2 weeks ago when it was pretty oppressive over the weekend. But we're going to be okay, I think, through this weekend. Sunday, it'll really start to creep on in there. But, yep, that's around the corner, unfortunately.
Well, and the thing about it is we cannot complain after what we've had so far this week. Except for the storms that rolled through a couple of nights ago that actually caused some issues with our radio station. But otherwise, you can't complain about the temperatures. Well, as we look ahead now, every Wednesday, we are heading downhill towards the weekend. Well, what are the details as we do head downhill towards the end of the work week and even closer to the weekend?
All right, so we are looking, of course, at those temperatures today into the mid-70s, and as we go into tomorrow, we will be rising into those upper 70s. And then, of course, Saturday, low 80s, and those are going to hold, too, as we go into Sunday as well. And then we are going to see a bunch of sunshine all week long, and then those showers and storms do start to move on in as we go into Sunday night and into Monday, bringing in that humidity with it that's going to stay here all next week. So a slow increase. Perfect today, perfect tomorrow. Friday's still looking good, and then as we push into the weekend, it starts to crank up a little bit.
Well, still fantastic information. Try to have a nice little balance while you're in Oshkosh there between the fun and also keeping an eye on the weather. But I would say if you're gonna miss a little on one side or the other, have more fun.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You get the permission from me if anybody comes and says, I know you should be doing more weather. No, you're out there. You enjoy that EAA air venture and appreciate your time. And we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks so much. You guys have a good one.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us every weekday morning starting at 8:20 right here on the program. And right now here in downtown Wausau at our Bofall Studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, the overcast conditions. Yep, plenty of cloud cover still. But again, very moderate temperatures, very comfortable start here on your Wednesday. Temperature stands at 57 degrees. The winds are very light out of the north at 5 miles per hour. The dew point is 55 degrees. The relative humidity is 93%. The barometer way up there at 30.19 inches. And visibility, no problems here this morning, a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 8:27. Again, lots still on the plate here this morning. Coming up next, we will have an information update, get you the news, weather, and sports that you need. National news and international news. Of course, Benjamin Netanyahu coming to the Capitol. Joe Biden getting set for his address to the nation later on this evening. So lots on the plate nationally and internationally. We'll have Terry Bell with our statewide news update from Civic Media. We'll have local news and weather and Mike Clemens with sports. So that's all coming up in a nice four and a half minute chunk coming up here at the bottom of the hour. And then after that, next hour, 7th Congressional District Democratic candidate Elsa Duranzo. She'll be with us at 9:20. And straight ahead in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to the president of the Wausau School Board, Jim Boucher. So again, glad you could join us. Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. The time is 8:28, 57 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to our Bow Falls Radio Facebook page, link to a video stream. You can see us in our studio, see myself, see Ian Welsh, see everything. It's not that exciting, but it's something a little bit different. And you can also add questions and comments there as well. And right now at 8:35, again, overcast skies and 57 degrees in downtown Wausau. Very happy to welcome back to the program the president of the Wausau School Board, Jim Boucher. I was going to introduce you as former Wausau East High School football coach, but I not that my mind is not already looking forward towards high school football in a month, but good to see you again.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being here, Chad, and talking with you. Get this mic set up for me. And,
I would just talk. We were just talking about the basics here. One of the basics is you got to talk into the microphone.
You mean turn it on, right? Sometimes just turning it on.
Exactly.
I've been there.
But good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to be here. A lot of things are happening, but it's a time of a break, summer,
right,
for everybody. And I'm kind of enjoying that right now and looking forward to some things that are going to be going on in my personal life with my wife and a little travel and all of
that's
that.
Good.
So it's relaxed, but yet things still are going on.
Yeah, I wanted to get basically an update from you and the board, what's been going on. Haven't talked to you in quite a while. And as you said, right now in the midst of summer, Wausau schools start up again in early September. So we got a little bit of time before the school year begins. I guess, first of all, there was a change in superintendent. I just wanted to get an update. How have things gone there? Has the transition been smooth? Obviously, it helps having somebody that knows the lay of the land when it comes to the school district, but how has the transition gone in terms of the superintendent of schools?
It's gone very well. Cale Bushman is an excellent young man. I've gotten to know him in the years past. He's been an assistant principal at West. He's been a principal over in the Eau Claire area. He's come back and moved up the ranks. He's got a lot of experience behind him in what he has done in the world of education. So I'm excited about what we're going to do going into the future. But as I say all of that, kind of relating back to what you had said earlier, having a good understanding of the lay of the land is very important. Mm-hmm. And Cale has that. He's been here. He knows people. He understands the dynamics in the Wausau community. He understands some of the problems. right now he's getting caught up, so he knows all the problems, but also the positive things. And that's one of the things that I've always said. Being from Wausau as an educator and moving on into administration, I've always said you have to know and you have to get people that understand our community. The community is so important. Mm-hmm. And education, the educational system, is a microcosm of the community. And I want to continue to make sure that everybody understands it. They're not separate. Even like with talking with Mayor Denny, he needs to understand, and I know he does, that the city and the educational district need to work together because there are some things that we have to be cooperative on. So I'm looking forward to Kale. I'm looking forward to what we're going to be doing with our district, and along with the district, what we are doing in the community.
Nancy, you make a very good point when it comes to the health of a community. So often I've heard the stories, and including from the mayor and others, that when folk, obviously we want folks moving into our area, coming here to live and to work and to raise families. And one of the big factors in terms of somebody who may have a job offer is how good are the schools? Are the schools up to the level that they want for their children, in addition to having a job that pays them well and everything else? But the schools are obviously a huge factor, and they're, you know, if you don't have great schools, this person will say, well, I can go and get a job somewhere else.
And depending on your demographics, not only schools, but the health system as well. And when I've been in different communities as an educator and then as an administrator, being from Park Falls, as far north as Park Falls, being as south as Dodgeville, Platteville, and then in Minneapolis, St. Paul, I have always said you need to be aware of what the community has to offer. And that's where I go back to the fact that the community and the educational system have to come together because of the fact that we have the children of the community members.
Mm-hmm.
And school boards need to be and continue to be reminded that we are elected representatives from the community looking and guiding the district into a direction, not bringing in our own little agendas and things of that fashion, but looking at the big picture and understanding the community itself. So I'm looking forward to what Kale brings to us. I'm looking forward to some of the things he and I have talked about. It's an exciting time. And I always say exciting times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've said that once before when we have been talking in the past that, you know, change is essential. Nothing stays the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. And that brings us right down to the district. People moving in the community are going to look at the district. We want to make a supreme district for our young people to be educated in. And that's what the adults, the community members, taxpayers are all looking for.
Let me ask you about the aftermath of the decisions that involving the high schools and the middle schools, that ultimately the decision to move forward with Wausau East and Wausau West and keeping the status quo in terms of the high schools. In the months that have occurred since that decision was ultimately been made, has the feedback and from the community and everybody else been in a positive feel now that that issue has been put in the rearview mirror, at least for now?
Well, I think the discussion continues to be out there because there are some people that keep on saying, I thought we were going back to consolidation. I thought we were going to do that. I thought this. But there was the other side that didn't want to have consolidation, and they wanted to slow things down. And I've always believed that being in my positions in education as an administrator, and that you need to listen to everyone. You can have your own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be open enough to hear other opinions and then get data to support those opinions, because opinions are opinions. Everybody has an opinion.
I was going to say exactly,
you know,
that.
But the bottom line is you need to have data to support your opinion and then move forward. And I'm going to say we're slowing down to really analyze the data before we make a decision and move forward. And that's where it's going to be so very important to have the community members be involved in giving us their opinions. And it's going to be very important for the school board members to be open to all of these opinions to hear what people have to say. You know, I don't want to use the term transparency. That's become cliche and it's become overused, and that's what a cliche is. And I just want to be aware. I want to be making the best decision. But it's, again, you know, you and I talk about athletics all the time. You always are prepared for the last 2 minutes of a half and 2 minutes of a game. You're prepared for that preparation meeting opportunity, and you need to be ready to change quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we need to be aware of. We're in a two-minute drill for our young people. You're only young for a period of time. You need to get the right. best education possible for all of our students, and that's what we need to stay focused on.
Turning to the discussion on maybe changing the footprint of the elementary schools, and based on what you were just saying, in terms of the process that's going on, in terms of getting the voices from the community, from the staff, from everybody involved, the stakeholders involved right. in the Wausau School District, have you seen this process working better, or maybe more in a way that does allow folks to really feel confident that everybody's voice is being heard? It does feel a little bit differently from the outside how this has been occurring over the last few months, and just the general feel of these discussions. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, I think it's very fair to say. And in that process, being one board member of nine and taking a look at maybe we were moving too fast for the process, because let's face it, nothing moves quickly in education. You're basically turning an oil tanker. You're not in a speedboat that you can just make changes and hit the wave differently than that. You're in an oil tanker. And what we were doing, we needed to get more data for that. And that's what I agreed with. And I agree completely with bringing a third party. And that was one of the big things that I pushed for, is to have, not I don't want to take credit for that, because that was a credit I'll give to the whole board. Let's slow down. Let's get a third party to come in and take a look at this and make sure it's from an objective point of view and not a subjective point of view. I had a subjective point of view. I'll admit to that. I had my thoughts on where we should go, because I have been here, and I had been here for a long period of time, mm-hmm. and got to know the community very, very well. So I thought, no, I got to listen, you know. And so backing off was a good thing. So when we're going forward right now, bringing the community in, sometimes community members will say, "Yeah, you're just going through the process, and we know where you're going to go." No, you don't, because we don't. We're going to wait for the data, and that data is coming through a third-person party. We're taking a look with MD Roffers Consulting. We're taking a look at everything. So far, I've received, and I haven't been in the middle of all of these meetings that have been going on. And as a matter of fact, I've stayed away. I did not want to go to the meetings with the 45 community members, which the 45-member committee that has been put together was put together by people applying to be a part of it, and then it was because of the numbers, then we had, or the consultant company then had, a random selection of the number of people that applied to be a part of that, and that's how we came with 45. I like that, because
that's a wonderful thought, yeah. Really, just stepping in real quickly,
yeah, sure.
The idea that people do realize that they are stakeholders in this, and that they want to give their time and their efforts and their talents to be part of the future decision making, a very important issue.
Exactly. And when you're talking about hot topics like neighborhood schools, you want to have as many people yeah. as possible. And I think we may had failed at that point, and that's why we slowed down to move forward. But I'm taking a look at some of the things that they've been talking about, and it's amazing. The demographers.
I was going to say, are you becoming a demographic expert? Because in some of the things I've been noticing, that there's a lot of demographic information that's been, I think, being put out, isn't there?
I never will say I'm becoming an expert, but I'm becoming more and more aware of what our community has with all the different communities that we have here. But you take a look at some of the things that we've been talking about. They've been talking about the decline in birth rates, that we're becoming an older community, that we have, let me see, I'm just going over some of my notes here. We have people that are open enrolling out. That plays a big part. And people open enroll out for multitude of reasons. And many of those reasons are very good. So you can't say, oh, well, get them back. Well, that's easier said than done. And so when we continue to take a look at, you said earlier, housing, trying to find housing in the Wausau community and our 11 communities that make up our district, it's very difficult to find housing right now, and the cost of housing. And then if you can't afford a house, are there enough rentals out there in order to bring people in? I know that we've been looking at a couple of people that were trying to get to our district as administrators. One had to back out because couldn't find a home.
Right.
Couldn't find a house to make it into a home. So there are a lot of things that we're looking at, and I'm really looking forward to some of the presentations we're going to get starting in August 12th, with our next meeting.
We got to take a one-minute timeout, and then we will come back. You're familiar with one-minute timeouts, you know. You save those timeouts until the last couple of minutes of the half of the game. But we'll come back with Jim Boucher, the Wausau School Board President, coming up in just over a minute. The time is 8:48, overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. 57 degrees. More to come. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes back with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Talking to Wausau School Board President Jim Boucher. And again, we are talking again about the process going on in terms of the elementary schools. Where do we stand right now, and what does the future stand? Where do we stand in terms of the timeline? Again, I know that as the process continues, you don't want to, you know, put yourself in a box when it comes to timelines. But at the same time, where do we stand, and what do you expect to see as we get into the new school year in this process?
Well, talking specifically about this process, you know, we're looking at the last meeting that this committee will have, I believe, is going to be December 4th. And then the recommendation is going to be brought to the board sometime in December. And along with that, then we'll take a look at the beginning of the facilities assessment and finding out what the school buildings can hold, what they're capable of holding, because we have schools right now, and this is off of the data that I've received so far, but old data that I remember seeing, you know, some of the schools are at 65%, 55% capacity. And when you have buildings that are in that type of a situation, that means, wait a minute, maybe we need to put more people there. Maybe we don't need as many buildings. And maybe we need to take a look at how we redistribute our footprint out there.
Let's turn to the budget. Obviously, a little roll there. Obviously, yeah. It's difficult. Obviously, whether it's a family budget, whether it's a government budget, because when you do have you're dealing with a shortfall, something has to give at times. So it's either, you know, you bring in more revenue, you cut position. I mean, there's a lot of issues involved. I guess, where do you stand there? I know that there's been discussions reaching out to the community about the appetite of perhaps going back to the voters in some sort of referendum. I guess, basically, to begin with, what is the budgetary situation for the district?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say, as a retired person in the district on a fixed income now, I'm taking a look at things a lot slower when it comes to the budget than I used to when I was in the workforce. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say that because I'm still working as a board member, representative for Wisconsin Association of School Boards. I'm subbing. I'm doing all those good things and fun things. But the bottom line is, the belt is getting a little tighter, and we need to take a look at things. So when we take a look at the budget, You know, there's a lot of reasons where we're at. We're at a $1.5 to $1.7 million deficit right now. With the increase in salaries, the increase in health care, the rising costs in health care, it's just unbelievable. I take a look at that from the time I was negotiating for a district, and I look at how it has increased. It's amazing. People don't realize that. And when you have about 75 to 80% of your budgets going to personnel, you need to be aware of that. But there are always places dealing with buildings, dealing with supplies, dealing with all of that, that sometimes cuts have to take place. And sometimes people are not going to be happy about the cuts, but mm-hmm. cuts have to take place. And so when you take a look at the ESSER funding went away, that went away last year. The state aid falling behind inflation. We're not getting as much money per pupil for our district, and so and other districts too. I'm going to say it's not just us. Mm-hmm. We're talking about 421 districts in the state of Wisconsin. They're having problems with the same issues that we have. Maybe not as big, maybe not as, you know, we're not as small or whatever the case might be. So the budget is always going to be there. I'm looking at, and this is this time, this is not we, but I'm looking at, I don't want to go to a referendum this fall because we won't have enough data. And our new superintendent, interim superintendent, Cale Bushman, we've talked about this. We've talked about the fact that we need to make decisions and then give choices for our community with data behind us. And that means not only the data that we get from the community through the demographer and what he finds, but also taking a look at, all right, what are we going to do with budget? Where are we going to cut back? Mm-hmm. There are always going to be places you can cut something. Now, I don't know what that is right now, mm-hmm. But when you take a look at school boards, we depend on information coming to us so that we can make that final decision for our community. And we're very involved with budget. We should be very, very interested with curriculum. We should be very interested with policies, and matter of fact, help state policies, along with the fact that we get federal policies and state policies, all of those mandates that come down, and then that leads into unfunded mandates that then communities lose a little bit of their local control and they're forced to now, you will do this, and we have to incorporate that. So there's a lot of things going in. It's not just one item, but there's a lot. And then we need to be able to sit back and have all that information put in front of us before we make decisions. So that's why I hope I'm not dodging anything. I'm just making a point that we need to be very specific in making decisions based on as much information as we can get.
Would it be fair to say that if you decide to go to the voters, you know, this year, it would be difficult to get all the information that you need to them, because ultimately they have to make that decision that obviously in all likelihood would affect their bottom line as well? Because I mean, when you go to the voters, you want to have as much time and information, and frankly the time aspect might be as difficult as anything else is, along with that information, correct?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head with the fact of time. A November referendum would not have all the information, would not have the things that we want to have so we can bring to the district, and then say if we don't have a referendum that goes forward, then what types of things are going to have to be cut?
Right.
Community needs to be aware of that. And I don't think, as I reflect back personally, I don't think we gave all that information, because I don't think we had all that information. It wasn't out of any devious reason, but it was out of a little bit of ignorance because we were moving too fast. And so now we need to slow down. And also, I always say this about referendums. Referendums are questions. Put the information in front of the community, let them know what the question is, and let the community decide, yes, we want this, or no, we don't want that, and then move from there.
Wausau School Board President Jim Boucher, again, thank you for the information, and enjoy the rest of your summer, and once the school year gets back rolling, hopefully we can get you back on and continue our discussions.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Chad. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Coming up on the top of the hour, another hour to go, we'll have 7th Congressional District Democratic candidate Elsa Duranzo coming up at 9:20. and an information update straight ahead. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.